Joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Brittany Light, who is reporting from Kauai. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you have a story that highlights a doctor who's been working with a number of inmates at the prisons.
Yes, Dr. Graham Chelius. He's a doctor in rural Kauai, and he took it upon himself to start volunteering at the jail on Kauai after he noticed a troubling cycle, and that was among his patients who have problems with chemical dependency from drug use. Some of them that he works with, he treats with what's called medication-assisted treatment. And what he found is that for those of his patients who end up getting arrested while he's treating them this way, the treatment stops in jail, and it totally derails the progress that they've been making.
Well, I was really kind of stunned at a little fact in your story where he says that in his town, which is like fewer than 2,000 people, that he's actually prescribed medication for folks who are suffering from, you know, withdrawals and addiction to like 500 patients. That's a lot.
Yeah, he says that, you know, having a patient die from an overdose is really hard to track. It's not always possible to know when that happens because some patients, you know, stop seeing him, and but he says it's a real possibility, and that it feels terrible when that happens. So what he set out to do is to work within the correction system to get this medication-assisted treatment offered to inmates while they're incarcerated, so that they can either stay on their treatment or newly start up treatment. And he says, you know, this is good health care, and he says this also could help with issues like overcrowding, recidivism. So there's a lot of benefits to working with inmates to get this kind of treatment.
So tell us about this federal grant that he's been trying to get.
Yeah, so Dr. Chelius sort of just started volunteering totally on an unpaid basis, which is still what he's doing. And his work with the staff at the Kauai jail was noticed by the folks at the State Department of Public Safety. So the program that he's doing, it's an unfunded pilot project, and the folks at the Department of Public Safety really want to see the work that he's doing be mimicked at other jails and prisons across the state eventually once this program is up and running. And so in the meantime, the state is looking to get a federal grant from a $650,000 grant from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And what this would do is help the state kind of prep up a program that can be used in all of the jails and prisons in Hawaii. It would, you know, provide them with some staff. It would help fund some of the actual medications themselves. And it would help with training of staff members.
Well, hats off to him for, you know, recognizing the problem and seeking a solution to be able to help, other inmates across the state.
Yeah, because it's not just a problem in Kauai. There's some statistics that 88% of Hawaii inmates have some level of a need for substance abuse treatment. And of that, about 14% of them have a substance abuse problem that qualifies as severe. So there is a lot of need, and for inmates who want to have this kind of treatment, it looks like it could be on the horizon.
All right. Well, we wish the best for him as he works to put in the framework that hopefully will help inmates across all the islands. But thank you so much, Brittany.
Thanks so much.
We have been talking with reporter Brittany Light with today's reality check. She hails from Honolulu Civil Beat, and to read her story today, visit civilbeat.org.